Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Getting my Moto album all queued up over here.
Red vinyl. Unbelievably.
Well, that song was...
I know, you guys were so excited when that red was pulled out.
Well, it's not, you know, it's been done before, but it's good to see it again.
It's classy.
It's classy.
I have a Remains album that's red.
We have Remains here. We can play Remains.
Red vinyl.
Right. Red vinyl.
Yeah.
And it smells like red Twizzlers.
Well, the song I just played was actually, I don't know what color the other album is, but we have up there, but that was played off Rivendell. We have Chinese Rocks by Moto. Anxiety Comes and Goes was the song. And I saw them last night at Tavern at the End of the World. And they were really good. I mean, Paul's been on the show before. I couldn't really remember any of their songs, and it was really good. He was a great guitarist, and I'll tell you, just funny as hell. The lyrics are just like so great. I mean, they were simple, but like just a riot. And so, like, why didn't I think of that? Because and MOTO actually stands for Masters of the Obvious. So they are. It's like, you know, I don't want to ride my bike today. I don't want to ride my bike. You know, it's just like, it was great stuff. Here's a caller. Let's see who this is. MFO, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi there, everyone.
Hi, Mary.
I'm going to say hi.
How you doing?
Howdy.
How you doing?
Mary the Wild Woman. What's up?
Well, what's the name of the band you had today?
That was My Mother's Mustache.
Oh, that guy had a wonderful voice. Yeah. Has a wonderful voice.
Kind of reminds me of that that guy in Hawaii.
Don Ho?
No.
That's all I can. That's what I think. Don Ho.
Jack Johnson, he reminds me.
Jack Johnson. Okay. Jack Johnson.
Hey. I'm sorry, I'm living in the 50s.
Yeah, Jack Johnson's probably younger than us. Don Ho. I'm sorry, what's that? Mary?
I said it sounds like y'all having a real party there.
That's a party every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
You
gonna come join us sometime?
Well, you never know, but I'm not going up there when you have snow. We don't have any.
We have
it's
beautiful,
like spring up here.
We have beautiful summers in Boston as well.
Yes.
It's 70 something here today, and it's supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow.
Wow. Right. Somebody remind me to clean the CD. I keep forgetting. It's like stopping and starting and hiccuping all on me.
Oh, boy.
It's only going to be in the 50s here.
Where exactly are you calling from?
Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio. Okay. Oh, I knew it was Texas. No. I just didn't know it was San Antonio.
Do you know Texas?
I've been to Austin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too far from Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great music down there.
And it rhymes with Boston, so
Boston,
it's
Austin. No.
Are you looking for any songs there, Mary?
Yes. I don't know if you'll play it, but I want to hear Truckin'.
Grateful Dead?
By the Grateful Dead with Jerry Garcia, for all the deadheads out there.
Well,
and anybody that doesn't like the Grateful Dead, tough cookies.
Well, I'm going to try and find a version that you don't hear all the time. And would it be okay if it was Bob Weir? Hello?
He sings
the lead on that song.
Yeah, but she wants to hear Jerry play.
It's kind of my life's theme song now, you know?
Okay, I'll see what I can do for you, all right?
Okay.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Right now I'm going to play MOTO on vinyl. Okay, thank you,
Mary.
Thanks,
Mary.
See you, Mary.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Bye. All right, I got to get to this real quick because this CD is screwing me up in the background here. This was an album I picked up last night anyways from them. And it's funny. They actually share the album with some Finnish band.
I didn't understand.
They're from Finland. Ah. Yeah, that's why all the repetitive consonants for no apparent reason. But they're on one side. Pretty Kurikan Nimba Pempevet is on the other side.
All right.
I like that. I like that idea.
And we'll play something from it right now. Yeah, I had to have a copy. So let's hear it.
Yeah, let's check this out.
It sounds like this.
Yeah.
Nice.
91.5 WMFO with the mighty Spinal Tap.
Never gets old, does it?
No.
I still laugh at them. That's from 1984.
I wonder if the younger generation like thinks that's a funny movie or it's outdated. Oh, like, it's come classic.
On.
I know with
My favorite is when they're at the party and they all have lip sores.
Yeah.
Little harpies. Sores. Yeah. Yeah.
It's classic because it makes fun of everything. I did a gig once with Peter Noon, and I got to take a picture with, you know, Peter Noon from Herman's Hermit.
Right, right.
And then when I got the picture back, he had the big old cold sore.
And
I was like, oh, no. I can't put this up.
And I thought Peter was so, like, innocent. And,
yeah. Yeah, well. Yeah.
It was, Henry VIII, I am.
Oh, yeah. He was cute.
He was cute. Really? You can see the picture on my Facebook page, Al, if you really want to. It's
I
there.
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. Where is the show going?
I don't know.
It's going to this. Grand Evolution. Who do you have here, Jimmy?
Grand Evolution is a band that's pretty much tearing it up from Worcester to Boston. This is, I think, their third release. And Sarah Kenyon, they're going to be on the show.
Okay.
I've already canceled them once due to booking disagreements, but they're coming on. I mean,
I never canceled anyone.
No, I did.
So you told someone they could have a date, and it was already booked.
Well, they wanted to do it on the same day that they had a show, too, and that they wanted to promote. So now we're waiting for their next
We can't just dump other people because of that.
Absolutely. But they're good people, and they rock. And the thing I like them is that they can rock electric, and they can rock acoustic, and they're very talented musicians, and...
You say they're playing everywhere these days? They're just tearing it up?
You know, they do lodge venues, and they do smaller clubs, too. Sometimes they do acoustic, sometimes they do electric. And I just think they're very talented.
Okay. Jimmy says coming soon. Probably sometime this spring, huh?
Yeah, in the next, 4 weeks we'll have them on.
Well, we're kind of booked through till... We're booked till March 12th.
Okay.
They can have the next one. What is it? What is it, 19th after that? They can have that day.
Sounds good to me.
Well, get, confirm it and let me know. I'll make the event page tonight, all right?
You got it.
All right. See how things work here? I'm letting you all in on it.
I guess so.
Brian's on top of it.
His Grand Evolution. This one is called Suicide Girl.
Ooh.
Chicago, New York, Detroit, it's all the same street. little city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. Cats are meeting the street because true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days, you know they better be going out of the door and down to the street alone. Trucking like the dude I'm mad. Once told me you got to lay your head. Sometimes the cards are worth the time. If you don't.
Baby. sun came out and we were getting dry. Almost had a pickup truck, nearly passed us by. He jumped on in, gave the driver a grin, and he dropped us up the road. We looked at the swim, jumped right in, not to mention fishing.
Just like jelly roll,
and it's cold,
and it's storm. stand on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson's corset and jeans in a vest, baby. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding a Stutz Bearcat. Those were different times. Forward study blues a verse. The ladies roll their eyes. You know they're saying, sweet Jane, oh sweet Jane, sweet Jane. Now Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. Both them say their money's honeys are when they come home from work. Sitting there by the fire, radio does play little classical music, the march of the wooden soldiers. You could hear Jack say, says Jane, oh now baby sweet Jane. Out dancing. Then there's other people, baby, they gotta work. You better watch me now. There's some evil mothers, they'll just tell you that life's just made out of dirt. They're pretty women, baby, they never really faint, and villains always blink their eyes. Their children are the only ones who blush. And that life, life, and life is just to die. But I want to tell you something. Anyone who had a heart, they wouldn't turn around and break it. And anyone who's ever played a part, they wouldn't turn around and hate it. They say, Jane, sweet Jane, oh Jane,
lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, Visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin. If you see me out on the beach this summer, you know, please don't yell at me that I'm wearing fur or anything like that, because that's really just my chest.
What's so funny, Sir Robert?
Wow.
Led Zeppelin, Boogie with Stu. Speaking of Ian Stewart there, great keyboardist.
Right. Keyboard.
And we actually heard him with the Stones earlier. He was on that Midnight Rambler track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. As you can tell by Mick Jagger going, camera on Stu's ass.
Yes.
What did he say? Did he say Stu's ass or Keith's ass?
Both. He said both.
Both.
He said first he said Keith, then Stu.
Okay.
Houses of the Holy. Jimmy.
Oh, I know. Slap my wrist.
What's he doing?
I had messaged Jimmy. I said, can you try and figure out how to play Houses of the Holy by Zeppelin? because I'd like to do it with the Thigh Scrapers. I was like driving along in my car and it was on, and I realized, like, wow, I can actually kind of hit the notes on this one, you know? He's not screaming the whole time, but the little bits he does, because it's so far, few and far between, I was hitting it and going, this sounds pretty good, you know? So
The idiot Jimmy. So that you so back.
Yeah. As far as I know, there's no Led Zeppelin song by that name.
Yeah. And I'm asking you, I'm gonna say, are you sure you don't mean Over the Hills and Far Away?
Oh yeah, I said that too.
Yeah.
It's like no.
And you said, are you challenging me on my Zeppelin, you minion?
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I think I did say, like, are you really challenging me on my Zeppelin knowledge? But yes, they had the album Houses of the Holy. They couldn't fit this on there, or something happened, and it was on Physical Graffiti. So here is the song, Zep, Houses of the Holy, which will, I think. Well, are we going to do it, Jimmy, at some point?
Sure. Why not?
Stay tuned for the Thigh Scrapers version.
Can I make you?
Just kidding, but I think those songs sound a lot alike, don't they?
Somebody's stealing from somebody.
Well, who? You know, Joe Walsh is Joe Walsh.
Yeah, right. Joe Walsh is Joe Walsh. You know.
Yeah. Might have just been one of those, what do they call it when two people think of the same thing? There's a word for it.
Coincidence?
It's a coincidental something, yeah.
If you play guitar, you know E and you know A and you know D. Okay.
And both those songs I think are overplayed.
You ever listen to Dennis Leary's No Cure for Cancer CD?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he goes, I got two words for you. Joe Blank and Walsh, you know.
Right.
But, you know.
I saw him down Cohasset Music Circus.
Yeah,
Marie and I went.
He turned.
Yeah, he was in the round, they call that.
He was in the round.
Yes.
Was a spotlight on his ass?
No.
Might have been.
Might have been if it's in
I
the round.
I saw Def Leppard in the round, and supposedly there was a lot of stuff going on under that stage in the round back in the day.
That's the green room?
Also, notes of interest. Jimmy Bain died. And Jimmy Bain was the bass player for Rainbow and Dio. And he was on a cruise ship with his new band backing up Def Leppard this week.
Right on.
And he's also passed this week. So there's a lot of people in rock and roll that are just going to see ya.
I know.
So.
All right. Well, let's hear a Joe Walsh one that's not played so much. And then we'll say our goodbyes. If I got time. Here's James Gang.
Yeah.
Seems to me
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What are you looking surprised about, Jimmy? I'm going, it's the end of the show. We're saying goodbye. And then
it just went by so fast.
Blink.
Oh, I don't think Vin's going to keep me over for acoustic ceiling either. I'm being thrown out of the building, so it just went by way too fast.
I'm going to stick around and actually rip something into the system.
Oh, you rip away.
Oh, the CD you gave me.
Yeah. Rip mine, too. Just take it off there.
I'll rip you a new. You know.
Everybody's
here
ripping away.
Why you? Okay. I oughta.
I don't have it.
Why you numbskull?
Hey, acoustic ceiling should be on next. I haven't seen Vin yet.
Yeah, Vin's in.
Oh, okay. Vin's coming up next.
Yep.
Acoustic ceiling. Stay tuned. Until next time.
See ya!